At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, this is a different one. I don't even know where I'm going to put in my chapters, maybe under skydiving, although it's not really skydiving, it's not diving, but I'm going to talk a bit about paragliding. More specifically, I had the chance to paraglide in the Swiss, Austrian Alps. Really cool, of course, the view is just amazing. Super easy if you happen to be near Strife. That's where there's an episode when we're skiing down Strife. I was skiing down with my daughter. Super cool experience, scary, but amazing. That was the main reason we headed over to Austria. And once I got there, interesting. The snow was actually not very good. Temperatures were super warm, even though it was February. And yeah, we did ski, but in the moment I saw, you know, they paraglide a lot here. You know, pretty much every other mountain, the top, the big ones, right? They offer paragliding, and of course I had to do it. So again, think about it if you are going to Austria. If you think about skiing. And if you're not afraid of heights, should consider paragliding there. What an experience. I got a guide with me, of course, because I have not paraglided before. So, he helped me with everything. And we did a tandem, of course. I was not going to try it first time by myself. Again, super cool. I strongly recommend. Completely different than skydiving. Completely different than hang gliding, I think. Super silent, you have full control. He actually taught me, you know, how to take the thermals and control the glide. He was Colombian, so we were having a lot of Latin America fun as we were flying. Interesting that I think the most dangerous part of the whole flight was actually getting up the mountain and setting up the paraglide right before takeoff. And I say it because, and this is something just for you to consider, I did not know until I actually got there. So we took a gondola, went up, you know, all the way to the summit with the skiers. But once we got there, and we had to do a little bit of walking, maybe 10 minutes, and we actually were standing on a double black diamond with boots. You know, not with skis, which is quite uncomfortable. And that was actually the most challenging. I'm going to quote the most dangerous, because it's not super dangerous, but you could just slide. So that was kind of the tricky part that they didn't tell you, I think, before you get there. So you have to be very careful as you're walking to get yourself ready with that with the paraglide in your back. Because if you just slip and fall, it's not going to be fun, right? You're going to slide down, and it was very icy, right? We typically will take off using the paraglides where there's no skiing or grooming or anything like it. So it was very icy in walking down to position yourself before running a bit, right? We were lucky there was a good headwind, so we didn't have to run a lot. But, you know, that was actually the trickiest part and not so fun. But no problem. You have to be extra careful and know where you step. So keep that in mind if you're doing this in a mountain with snow. It will probably be icy unless it's really good conditions. But you will probably be icy because no skiers go there, right? They will select an off-piste part of, for the takeoff. And that's kind of a bit annoying. However, once you're airborne, man, it's amazing. It was super fun. Actually, we were talking during the flight, and he almost convinced me to take two more flights, and he was also an instructor, and just get my certification so I could do it solo. Unfortunately, I was there to ski with the rest of the family, so it was paragliding wasn't the plan, but it turned out to be amazing. So again, super, super recommend this. Maybe you're too scared of skydiving, start paragliding. It is really calm, it is really controllable, and it will get you that feeling towards skydiving. That's here's an idea, right? If you're too scared to just jump out of a plane, start by flying. You get a lot of the parachute feeling during the glide, and you get more familiarized with the whole process. And then, of course, when you land, it's somewhat similar. It's very smooth. But again, think about this. I happen to be super lucky from one perspective. Very unlucky because the snow was horrible. So I was looking for other things to do. I did end up skiing, but it wasn't super pleasant. So I was lucky. I happened to be, in the Austrian Alps, and with that view, with those mountains, all around you, and I saw some paragliding. So, but if you're planning on doing it elsewhere, also super, super nice experience. So that was a quick one. I actually even forgot to record this one about the paragliding, but I think some of you may like it, may find it interesting. Okay, till next one. Bye.